Iraq's top Shia cleric Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani says the popular mobilization units that took part in the war against Daesh terrorists must not be dismantled. His remarks come as Washington and its allies are asking the Iraqi government to dissolve the volunteer force. Our correspondent Altaf Ahmed reports from Baghdad.
Iraq's top Shia cleric Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani says Iraq's popular mobilization units, Hashd al-Shaabi, must be incorporated within state security institutions. In a Friday sermon held in the Iraqi holy city of Karbala, his representative Sheikh Abdul Mahdi Karbalai asserted all arms must be brought under the control of the state.
It's important to continue to employ these youth with respect to legal and constitutional frameworks, with all arms under the control of the government to make sure they continue to play a role in maintaining this country and its security.
The popular mobilization units were quick to welcome Ayatollah Sistani's recommendations, stressing they lay the building blocks for the post-Daesh era.
The PMU was established in 2014 at the heels of the famous edict issued by Sayed Sistani calling for defending Iraq. Today, Sayed Sistani is saying that just because Daesh has been defeated, it doesn't mean terrorism and terrorist ideology have been defeated.
On his behalf, Iraqi Premier Haider Abadi hailed Ayatollah Sistani's support for the Iraqi forces and the Iraqi government. He asserted such support will most definitely be employed in an upcoming fierce battle against corruption within government institutions.
The victory against Daesh achieved by Iraq is a landmark achievement in the history of Iraq. It was scored in record time due to the unity of Iraqi people and the wise religious and political leadership. Now, our upcoming challenge is preserving the great victory.
The popular mobilization units, a combination of some 40 groups of mostly Shia fighters, was formed shortly after the emergence of Daesh in Iraq in mid-2014 and played a major role in reinforcing the Iraqi army. In November 2016, the Iraqi parliament voted to integrate the PMUs into the military.
The most significant aspect of Sayed Sistani's recommendations is that he asserted once and for all that the future of Iraq's popular mobilization units, Hashd al-Shaabi, is not the solution, as Washington and its allies have demanded, but rather they will continue to be a state-sponsored sovereign security institution which answers back to the commander-in-chief of armed forces, the Iraqi premier. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.